Can you talk about, from your point of view, what a minimal workup is for a newly diagnosed patient with AML, both older patient and younger patient, or maybe it's the same workup?
It is the same workup. You obviously need to do a full blood count and differential, as well as chemistry, including renal and hepatic function. And always is important to do coagulation studies, particularly in a patient that you suspect APL. And then bone marrow exam continues to be absolutely necessary and absolutely standard. Cytogenetics analysis is crucial because we know now with data from 30, 40 years, that's very important in terms of predicting outcome. But also there are now gene panels, gene mutation panels that are available. And obviously in academic centers, they're available internally, but also they're available through commercial labs. And I think it's important to test or look for these, maybe not at the moment that important in terms of initial therapy, but it will certainly be important in terms of prognostication and future therapy. As in if the patient relapses or for consolidation, for example. And this is actually extremely dynamic because, as I mentioned, there are now new agents, which I'm sure we'll talk about, that could be incorporated to therapy and can significantly affect or improve the outcome of patients. So for me, that's the minimal, essentially, in terms of bone marrow aspirate and biopsy, cytogenetics and molecular gene panels for every patient.